This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Rich Sheehan. Rich, I just heard from the Ministry of Propaganda through the news report at the top of the hour break that the government is saying that the inflation rate is now 2.6%. Anybody that believes that is living under a rock or can't figure or has no idea what's going on. If it were 2.6%, you'd hardly notice inflation. However, I submit to you that during the previous administration, gasoline was less than $1 per gallon here in Missouri. Less than $1 per gallon. Only a few years ago, literally. Today, it's about $2.50. Actually, it's a little more like $2.60 per gallon here in Missouri. That's 2.5 or 2.6 times what it was at the low point during a previous administration. So that's just one item. Food has gone up and availability has gone down. Rich, even I've been trying to build a bookcase, and it's just 4 feet by 8 feet. And I cannot find the materials to build a bookcase. I want to use 1x12 pine boards for the shelves. I want to use 1x2s and 1x3s and 1x4s for trim. And I can't get it all. I can't get all the necessary parts, the wood parts that I need for a bookshelf. Because lumber yards aren't storing it. They aren't selling it. They aren't selling it. Well, they're not offering it because they can't get it. And the price is sky high. I remember buying a few years ago some 1x12s that I used for flooring in an attic-type space in a garage. And I paid about $4 or $3 and change for a 1x12, 8 feet long, 12 feet long. Today, if you can get it, an 8-footer is about $18 to $20. No kidding. So what I'm saying is that report that we just heard at the top of the hour news about inflation being 2.6% is nonsense. Do you have any disagreement with that?
Well, you know, I could talk for the remainder of the show on inflation, deflation, and stagflation, but I will comment, but I would like to go back to news in a flash, if that's okay, Vince, after I'm done.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what you thought about inflation.
Yeah, well, inflation used to be defined as an increased money supply. Obviously, with Keynesian economics and all, printing money out of thin air and all this welfare for the rich and the phony fractional reserve lending, which doesn't even mean anything, the too big to fail, too big to jail, the fake liquidity for the banks and Wall Street, but at the same time, you know, debt is deflationary. And when you look at defaults, bankruptcies, delinquencies, economic cycles, the inequality, increased debt, you know, that's why we have a combination of all of the above. The supply chain disruptions that you just talked about, needs, wants, tools, toys, it's going to be in demand because they're only making so much of it, especially since we gave away our production resources and manufacturing. So as they bring in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence to control the masses, it's going to be, and I'll tell you, I know a lot of people who wanted credit, you know, for expanding their businesses, but now they see all this, you know, corruption in big government and big corporations and every law being against the little guy. Everybody I know, everybody is just holding ground, trying not to go under and not expanding right now. So we have a little bit of everything, and it started with the destruction of and devaluing of work. When you, again, create these templates and blueprints for destruction, and you have five companies controlling the narrative to sway public opinion to manufacture pity, guilt, and ideology under some guise of some phony benevolence, you know, it's designed to reward mediocrity, to make people submissive, to think that they're being empowered, but then when they wake up, they realize that the powers that be are just insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence, which is degrading and disrespecting all these different groups who are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And I'm blue in the face talking about all this. So when you combine all this stuff, and we can go into, again, great detail, and I don't have time to do that right now, but this is what you get. You get a system that's so corrupt that people can't even, they don't know what value is. They don't know where to save. They don't know what currency or money, which is a whole different conversation we could have, to invest in. And this is the ambiguity that we're in. When we are bringing in millions of unvetted illegal aliens, unvetted for crimes, unvetted for skill sets, unvetted for anything, and the rule of law and our own courts, lawyers, and judges, including the Supreme Court, no longer stands up for the little people because they've bowed down to the highest bidder and they've been blackmailed or bribed, you know, people don't know what to do, where to go. And that goes back to full circle to the conversation we had at the beginning of this broadcast, where people need to, people are realizing they're coming to the Idahos, the Montanas, the Wyomings, the Dakotas of the world, the Floridas, the Texases, because they see the corruption and they know they can't control their own destiny. And there's a mass demand for hard assets. They want something real, like property, like land, so they can grow a garden, raise some animals, harvest, you know, firewood for heat, have a little elbow room and space. They want to relearn those old 19th century skills and possibly dovetail them with 21st century technology, aka a solar array. You know, people are seeing the writing on the wall, and they are going to a lot of the advice that we talk about: food, water, shelter, and energy. A lot of people want to make or harvest as much of that as they possibly can. So that being said, Vince, I hope I answered your question. I'm going to go back to a news in a flash, if that's okay with you, sir.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Please do.
Keep in mind, about a week ago, there was a lot of leaks coming out right now from some good people inside the corrupt system. And one of them was a SPARS virus documents that shows the entire pandemic, that's why people call it the plandemic, was a planned event. You need to look at these articles, look at these videos. I could talk forever on this, but I'm going to keep moving on. Floating bioweapons lab, Royal Caribbean requires all crew members and adult passengers to be vaccinated. You can't require, folks. You have to know your rights. The Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, the Hippocratic Oath given by all diagnosticians does not allow a forced vaccination. There's no requirement here, okay? There's already been thousands of admitted deaths. Never mind all the other side effects, adverse events. There's thousands of deaths in America right now from this vaccine that's admitted. I want you to just think about their narrative. What if this was mass shootings right now? The Fourth Amendment would be shot. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution would be shot. No pun intended. Can you imagine if we had thousands of deaths of mass shootings in the same time period that the vaccines have caused? Think about this. I don't need to connect these dots, people. These are very obvious questions. The question is the statement and the answer. Next. Historic court case reveals that no safety studies were conducted on any vaccine over 32 years as required by law. People, please, Next, emails revealed the World Health Organization and the NIH caved into China's efforts to control information about the coronavirus. Next, Johnson & Johnson, COVID vaccine halted in the U.S. Again, where's your rights restitution and protection, people? You don't have anything because you didn't protect the people who were targeted, and you gave runaway unchecked power and liability immunity to all these big corporations. This is what happens when you protect your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and you put America last. We have to put our country first. Are you going to allow over a million combat soldiers die in vain for our freedoms and liberties by just sitting there and making being an American a non-participation sport? Come on. At least show some respect to our soldiers who died for us. Cry out loud. Next article. Today's show baffled by the COVID conundrum. Basically, how come in the red states is what this means, COVID cases are going down? It's because the phony PCR test, they changed the unit of measure to create all this fear. That's why. And that's being altered to its reality. We're not saying this isn't a virus, but we're saying this is a man-made bioweapon that's been proved and connected to the Wuhan lab. And if you were on the beginning of the broadcast, you heard me give Anna von Wright's short article about that on April 7th. Look it up. Next, Oregon wants to make COVID-19 restrictions permanent and track all vaccine refusers. Think about this. This is tyranny, people. Medical tyranny. Fascism. Communism. Everything is against, everything they're doing is against the law and the Constitution. Next, rapper DMX received COVID vax before suffering a fatal heart attack. Did the mainstream media tell you that he had the vaccine before the heart attack? No! Next, Editor's Choice Institute behind Well Health Safety Seal, and that was in quotes, ad has massive ties to China. China. Next, trending emergency Sunday broadcast, global smoking gun, gun document confirms vaccine causes permanent brain damage. People, I know some of you out there, especially if you think there's a left-right paradigm and you're leaning left because you don't do enough reading and research, and you think I might be making up some of these articles. I promise you I am not. They're all published articles in the public domain. I try and say that every broadcast. Next, company that helps Johnson & Johnson produce coronavirus vaccines has a string of citations for quality control problems. See, when you have liability immunity, people, you can do anything you want. And guess who the guinea pigs are? You. Just like in big tech, who's the product? You. Next. COVID. Up to 50% of illegal immigrants are COVID-infected and are crossing the U.S. border in droves. Well, if Biden's importing these people and he wants the American people to be under lockdown, to have no control over our own destiny, to lose our businesses, how come he's bringing in millions of illegal, unvetted aliens into the public? This is connecting the dots, the links, to the corruption. Next, injecting men with female hormones to treat COVID. Next, study finds many Wuhan coronavirus infection survivors experience cognitive issues. Miscarriages skyrocketing 366% in 6 weeks to COVID vaccines. Government NIH director panics. We need to
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with Longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
ConstructingConventional.com, and it says vaccine makers are immune from liability. The only industry in the world that bears no liability for injuries or deaths resulting from their products are vaccine makers. First published in 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and reinforced by the PREP Act, vaccine makers cannot be sued even if they are shown to be negligent. End quote. Pretty scary. A company that, or companies that are not held liable, bear no liability for injuries or deaths regarding their use of their products. Rich?
Yeah, and it is scary. And because of the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, the Hippocratic Oath, never mind the fact that they don't have any accountability. I mean, that one thing right there should be enough reason not to take it.
I want to thank USA Prepares instructor Andy Gibbs for sending me this link during the broadcast. But here's something else that goes on. That there's a checkered past of these vaccine companies. The four major companies who are making these COVID vaccines are or have either never brought a vaccine to market before COVID, that'd be Moderna and J&J, Johnson & Johnson, are serial felons, Pfizer and AstraZeneca. Can you imagine that? That's who's making these vaccines. And there's virtually no information about the trials. It's how do we know? How do we know the actual data behind these trials? We are prohibited from seeing it. Isn't that correct?
It is correct. But think of the adverse events. Think of the contraindications. Think of the side effect profiles. Think of the business that they are recruiting by making people sick with more of these symptoms. Now, you got to remember, maybe 5% of the side effects and adverse events, especially when there's no trials, gets to the pharmaceutical companies because everything's being blocked. Everything, it's about controlling the narrative. So as people get more and more sick, and if 95% of the people who are getting these side effects and adverse events, it's not going back to the public via the package insert, that means when these people get sick, they don't tie it to the vaccines often because of their the manufactured narrative and the so-called ideology, and they think they're being a hero, or they think, oh, God, this is something the left wants, so I better do it. It's an ideology thing. No, it's not. It's a depopulation thing. It's a destroy an immune system thing. And Vince...
And here, one other thing I'd like to mention, and because this really hammers home the point, and this is part of that same article that Andy Gibbs sent me. There's no informed consent. Quote, what most people who are taking the vaccine don't know is that because these products are still in clinical trials, anyone who gets the shot is now part of the clinical trial. They are part of the experiment. End quote. I think that says it all.
Absolutely.
This is an experiment. This is an experiment. And so how did these vaccines get to market so quickly? You know, with where were all the trials? Well, the trials are those who are getting the vaccine. You're being experimented on, as far as I can tell. Rich, back to you.
Well, absolutely. And think about all the doctors, like the Ten Pennies, the frontline doctors, you know, the... I've mentioned the expert virologist who urges the World Health Organization to halt mass vaccination. Geert is something is his name. He talks about viral immune escape. I mentioned that on the air. I mean, so many articles from virologists and epidemiologists and physicians and whistleblowers from Big Pharma. I mean, there's so much out there. But think about this fact, folks. The fact that the powers that be in big tech are purging their information, the shadow banning them, or calling them conspiracy theorists. I want you to think about that. Just like, you know, right now the Biden administration is throwing billions of dollars at car racing, NASCAR, or whatever they call it. I'm not a fan, but they're throwing billions of dollars to convince them to make their fans take the experimental vaccine. Think about how far we have fallen. We'll be right back after this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well while they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
In the spirit of no one remembers second place, let's remember second place. NASCAR's Chase Elliott reflects on a hard-fought second-place finish and breaks down his day at Martinsville Speedway Sunday.
I mean, I really felt like we were not perfect, for sure, all day, but we did make it better, I think, as the day went along. And, you know, the run was kind of that right distance for me there at the end to maximize it. I felt like if it was any longer than that, I was probably going to fade again, kind of like I had been all day. But I really appreciate the effort. We worked really hard today to get back to second. I feel like every, strategy call and circumstance just kind of went the other direction for us, and had a couple good restarts there. He had a good pit stop and made a good last adjustment just for a short run. But definitely need to be better. Our Napa team's been working hard. We've had a very eventful year, I feel like, so it's nice to just have a solid day, got some stage points, and got a good finish. So we'll try to go get them next week.
Martin Truex Jr. won the Martinsville race. Next weekend, NASCAR is in Richmond, Virginia. The GOAT is sending out well wishes to an old teammate. Tom Brady is praising his ex-teammate Julian Edelman for his dedication on the field and being an all-around great guy off it as well. Mr. Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL. On the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through, Brady said in a post Monday. I was a witness to so much of the journey and am so proud of you and how you grew from a seventh-round underdog to an older seventh-round underdog. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue. News in a flash.
Thank you, Vince. What I'm going to do, folks, is we have less than half an hour left of the broadcast, so I am going to do my best and minimize my comments, which is so difficult. I want you to think about how surreal these articles are, okay? More news in a flash. And talk about how far we've come. And mostly, how sad it is that these articles are coming to fruition, being published in broad daylight when we have so many people wanting to hedge their bets and let our a million combat soldiers plus die in vain because they refuse to be called a name and saying objective facts and throwing the truth under the bus for propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, and whatever the narrative of the day is that's bought and paid for. Okay, first article. Oprah, the world's richest black woman, is literally longing for a race war. See, when you get to be a celebrity, you're put there. They're not put there because they have this super smart, or they got this great drive of ambition, or no, it's usually nepotism connections, or they have been willing to sell out the people to create, to be professional pot stirrers, to create race wars, gender wars, basically divide and conquer strategies. That's why these people are there. They're not there because of it's phony benevolence. I prefer that over malevolence. Next, border crosses get 1 year renewable Social Security card and you're paying for it. Next, Department of Homeland Security erases report about illegal aliens on FBI terrorism watch list crossing the border. Next, New York State to give $2.1 billion to illegal immigrants while you're going bankrupt, going into delinquency, losing your home, losing your business, being forced into lockdowns. That's right. Having to get tested, your temperature, and now technology shoved up your nose and forced vaccinations that are experimental. And yet these illegal immigrants are not only coming to your home, taking your billions of dollars that you're paying for through taxation and inflation and cost shifting, but they're not even vetted for health tests. Welcome to America. This is what happens when you don't speak up. Next, New York State to give one-time $15,600 payments to every illegal alien. Next, attorneys are mandated to destroy Seth Rich material by April 28th. Everybody's bought and paid for in every institution. We're so corrupt, we're not even, it's a giant mafia ring. Next, law firms now threatening to sue the auditors selected by the Arizona Senate who just want to determine accurate results. They're being sued. Just like Matt Gaetz is now a pedophile. Brett Kavanaugh will forever be a gang rapist. No proof, no proof. Oh, and President Trump, he's a Russian spy. No proof. But that's what they dub you. That's what, if you believe in freedom and liberty and the rule of law and justice, that's what they do to you. Next, 60 Minutes is fake news garbage that was caught fabricating pay-for-play narrative against Florida's DeSantis. Everything's made up. Everything. If you want to believe something from the mainstream media, take the clock and turn the dial 180 degrees, and you might stand a chance on getting 2% worth of accuracy. Because it's zero. It's all selling you the narrative. It's propaganda. It's hoaxes. It's all, they're actors. There's no difference from a Hollywood television movie actor to someone in the mainstream media. Zero difference. They're all bought and paid for to legitimize their so-called stance, even though they're reading from a teleprompter or a script. Next, events. There's no way I can't. I have a comment on this stuff. It's just surreal. Next, feds raid Beverly Hills private mailbox business, forcing customers to prove who they are to get their property back. That's tyranny. Next. United Airlines says 50% of the next 5,000 pilots they train will be black women or people of color. So hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, ability, nothing matters. Nothing matters. We'll just continue to insult people so we can create more division and divide and conquer strategies and degrade them and insult their work ethic, the ability of their intelligence, disrespect them, and reward mediocrity in and forget about safety while we're at it. Next, should Coca-Cola be canceled for supporting Nazis? Well, we know IBM did it, and they're making vaccine passports right now. So we're not penalizing these people. We're rewarding them, just like Cuomo. Do you really think the powers that be cares that he's, you know, boinked or touched or done whatever to all these women? Hell no. That's why there's a bimbo slush fund in Congress, and that's what the people in Congress call it. It's been that way since the early 90s. They're protecting him because of all the murders from these blue Democrat states that killed old people. Next, Alex Jones reveals massive child trafficking scheme operating in plain sight at U.S. borders, and the police watch and do nothing. That's called bought and paid for. Michigan has now reached 36.5% of people vaccinated, yet the state still leads the nation in new COVID cases per capita. We talked about this, folks. It's beyond repair. It's foobarred. Next, white liberals are driving minorities from the Democrat Party because the super wealthy want to keep what they have and divide and conquer the rest of us. That's basically delegitimizing work and creating more wealth inequality. The bottom 93% loses everything, goes to the top 1 to 2%, and shortly it's going to be just the 1%, and everybody else will be a caste system of serfs. Next, glyphosate exposure during pregnancy causes hormonal changes in baby girls and makes them more masculine. You think that was by design? Yes. Pastors suing for knowing health risk of cell phone radiation. Leaked documents show UK government has planned for vaccine passports all along. All these leaked documents are coming out, folks. Basically, we knew all this because we've read the articles, but now we're connecting more dots with more evidence. Next, Biden considering direct cash payments to illegals in Central America to stay home. So they're going to take more of your tax dollars, create more inflation to give more, bribe more people to not come here. And I don't think it's going to work because they don't want it to work. Next, HR eliminates felony charges for illegal aliens or vote. H.R. 1 really is legalizing voter fraud. Next, $195,000 per illegal child per year, and you're paying for it. Next, U.S. News Black Lives Matter co-founder buys $1.4 million home in an area where there's just 1.6% black population. You can't make this stuff up. And then she buys four more homes. And if you think I'm making this up, please verify what I'm saying. Please, I beg you. Next, U.S. spends $6 million per day to house unaccompanied migrant children. Next, financial giant Merrill Lynch assigns environmental, social, and governance, ESG scores, to rate customers. I have talked about this in detail, okay? It's happening. I'm not this swami with a crystal ball. But you can see they're telegraphing every move that they make, and it's take away your life, your liberty, your freedom, your choices. It's all designed to destroy what your birthright is, was handed to you by over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for our country, who are spitting on their graves right now. Next. Canada to censor hurtful comments about politicians and implement an internet kill switch. You can't make this up. Hurtful. Hey, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Let me decode that for you or translate for you. That means that hurtful comments, they don't want truth to get back to the people from somebody else who's paying the bill. Next. Supreme Court denies bid by Judicial Watch to require Hillary Clinton to testify under oath about her emails. See, it doesn't matter. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. It's not a left-right paradigm. For those of you who think it's an ideology, you need to wake up and do more reading and research. It is not that. Not even close. Next, U.S. News illegal alien hit with rape murder charges in killing of newborn baby. Next, Defense Department hires diversity officer who compared Trump to Hitler. I wish I had more time. Next, your tax dollars at work. Biden's illegal immigrants and fake refugees are being flown across America, 40% out of McAllen, Texas, being flown in bus across America, and you're paying for it. Next, pure Marxism. Democrats to target patriotic Americans as domestic terrorists in new bill. Again, my disclaimer, published articles in the public domain. This is what happens when only a few people speak up and everybody else is hedging their bet because they're afraid to be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. This is what happens when you let other people do the work that you should be doing. And the number one thing Americans should be doing, every American right now, forget about ideology. It's not that at all. It's survival right now. You need to be reading, researching, and verifying everything. That should be the number one job of every American. Next. And if you don't have time, well, the average American spends 7 to 8 hours a day on their blue lights. And that's just television and their smartphone. So we all have time. You have time to have a garden. You have time to put up fencing, raise animals. You have time to learn information. You have time. Next, San Francisco to give $1,000 a month to artists in basic income program. You can't make this stuff up. Next, FBI raids businesses renting anonymous safety deposit boxes, forces customer to reveal identity to get back stuff. I think I might have mentioned something similar to that. Trump saw, by the way, a 45-year low in human smuggling and pedophilia at the border, and now it's all back. That's right. Next, what the hell is this? Over 100 top corporate CEOs join first-of-its-kind call to denounce voter ID laws. That's called a fascist takeover. We've been talking about this for years. We have given thousands of pieces of proof for years. Now the top CEOs are literally calling for no more voter ID laws. That means anything goes. Corruption dominates. Your vote, what you say, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights mean nothing. So much for oath, code, and honor. Next, rules are for the little people. Governor Whitmer's top aide defies government travel warnings to go to Florida beaches, and then she posts pictures online of her vacation. Hypocrisy and double standards. I'm tired of pronouncing those words. We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got just a couple quick comments about what Rich even said. So putting your valuables in a safety deposit box that you don't control is a risky business. That's number one. Number two, the elite, one of their tactics is to delay, obfuscate, and confuse regarding the situations that they find themselves in, especially when there are crimes involved. So, for example, Hillary Clinton's email server, Ghislaine Maxwell and her business customers in her sex trade. Delay, obfuscate, confuse as long as you can. That is their game plan. Our game plan is typically we don't want these delays. We want to get it over with, you know, that audit, the court cases. We don't want to hang over our heads. They don't mind. We do mind. So I just wanted to let you all know that there's a difference in our strategy versus theirs. And they seem to get away with it while we get arrested and jailed and fined and penalized, etc. Third thing is 80 years ago today, the island nation of Japan attacked, bombed the United States of America at Pearl Harbor. Not today, but 80 years ago this year, okay? And they kicked off World War II because the Nazis were, that conflict was isolated to Europe. But when Japan entered the arena, they kicked off the World War. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is I guess that wasn't big enough for Japan. Now, in 2 years, they want to release the radioactive pollutants that they've been storing on the island nation of Japan as a result of the Fukushima disaster. They want to, well, their plan is to poison the entire globe with radioactive waste. That, I think, is the biggest story of the day. Rich?
Yeah, that was going to be my fifth article coming up here, Vince, believe it or not. And that, let me translate that for you. That means they've already been doing it if they've admitted that they're going to do it. That's what that means. Plausible deniability, liability, protection. That's all that means. So right before the break, folks, I talked about that Governor Whitmer's top aide defied governor's travel warnings, and she went to Florida and posts pictures of herself on the beaches. So we can't listen to what these people say anymore because they're all hypocrites. They all believe in double standards. And she was the one, this top aide, who was basically trying to stop Matthew DiPerno from releasing all those Michigan forensic reports in Michigan, over 66,000 unregistered people. So the hypocrisy goes unchecked. We need to start getting together, having meetings, having ideas and solutions conferences all over the country, and making our own rules and getting back to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because that is our, that's the rule of law. That's the number one dominant rule of law. Okay, next. I'm running out of time here. Biden nominee, you can't make this stuff up, people. Listen to this. This is a published article in the public domain. I promise, not making this up. Biden nominee to head ATF was involved in the Waco massacre, the Oklahoma City bombing, Ruby Ridge, and Fast and Furious. You can't make this stuff up. See, the more crime you do or you're involved in, the more promotions you get. Next, hordes of demoralized police officers are quitting their jobs and America's streets are less safe as a result. And I'm going to tie in this next article. Police, and there's a video goes along with this, in Oregon side with Antifa and offer them assistance as they attack numerous motorists, car windows, and smash them, etc. This is what happens, people. When you look at Nazi Germany, the USSR, you look at the brown shirts, the black shirts, you look at the Red Guard. This happens everywhere, and it's happening here. They get rid of the good cops, and then they bring in their brown shirts who's willing to be mercenaries at the highest bidder. This is what is happening live time in front of America. It's amazing to me that our military no longer uses the word code, honor, oath, and duty. Next, Tim Cook and Apple condemn voter ID laws in Georgia. But this is the same company that's developing Face ID to open your phone so they can track and censor and surveil you. You can't, I know I've used that term, you can't make this stuff up, but this is beyond FUBAR. Next. Border Patrol insider reveals illegal alien sex offender arrests 5-year high. Expect rapes in America to go through the moon. Just saying. Next, BLM leader arrested for vandalizing the Lincoln statue with feces. And guess where he worked, people? He's a professor at Boise State University in Idaho. Can't make this stuff up. Pardon me, it's an appropriate phrase. Vince, thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights, and you have a great day. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Rich. Even in class, do some research on the Fukushima radioactive waste release. It will pollute the entire planet. All oceans are interconnected. It will affect everyone and everything on the planet. It's time to boycott everything Japan. See you tomorrow. Gwyneth will be with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.